Call Randy.
Oh, good.
Right. Good afternoon. This is Julie Fedorchak. We're gathered for a short extension. We are reconvening the meeting that was held over this morning, our regularly scheduled commission to meeting, to deal with one item, and that is BK3. So with that, we'll call this to order and turn the microphone over to Commissioner Culp.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The well, excuse me. While we had the break to let our staff have a time to prepare the motion properly, it also was giving the staff time to bring up several new hitches to the potential consolidation of the hearings. So the we have two motions today. Basically, one is not consolidating the hearing, but listing them both at 9 o'clock. So there would be basically we'd do one hearing and then roll right into the other one. The second motion is consolidating the hearings. And it functionally, it's the same thing, because as soon as we're done with one hearing, we'd go into the other. But I think one thing I wanted to bring out, especially Randy, with you, is that because you've made it very clear to us different times that your frustration about not knowing when the public's going to testify. With consolidating the hearings, it does give us flexibility, whether we notice them starting at the same time or consolidate them, that there's flexibility that when one hearing gets done, we can roll right into the next one. But in previous discussions, I know that there's been some frustration expressed that people that are there just for the power line hearing shouldn't have to sit there all day long. So when you consolidate the hearing or you notice them both at the same times, you do not give a definite start time for either hearing. So if someone's just there for the power line, they could sit that they may have to sit there all day long. So there's different things the ALJ could do. But if someone is there just for or against the power line or just for or against the wind farm, it does bring up, I thought the staff brought up some good concerns to me over lunch. So I don't know if Alano or Pat wants to explain more. Really, Pat brought it up as a concern. But I'd throw that out to the two of you because I hadn't thought about that when we talked about consolidating, because it does leave kind of open-ended.
Well, from my view, it's the same issue that we've talked about in the past. But here's the reality. You don't know when they're going to end anyway. So there's always that X factor for the public, regardless. And from a practical standpoint, as we saw in the last hearing, there was virtually no one who was there just for the power line hearing. People are either there for both or the wind farm. Now, that's not to say that somebody couldn't be there just for the power line hearing, in which case, you know, we did ask folks in the last hearing, and we can provide as much guidance as need be at that point in the hearing process. But I think, you know, considering the time that, you know, of the public, us, the attorneys, and everybody else who's there, I think that the best way to do it is to provide as much flexibility as we can to deal with the applications based on what we see from the public that day. There's a ton of people for the transmission hearing. I mean, the judge could ask at the beginning, and we could do that one first. Or, you know, we could set it accordingly, or we could do them together. Couldn't they just do all of their information all at one time?
That's where Pat's got some staff concerns about lumping them all together when you break it apart, that it gets very hard to do orders when when you have testimony that's intermixed.
What, we've done it that way before? Well, this wouldn't have been the first time
we've consolidated cases before, but we've never had like intermingled testimony where we've done the wind farm hearing, then the power line. So we wouldn't, I don't, the one thing Pat brought up a broad break is it can get very hard to, when you get jarbled testimony, this person's talking about the power line, this person's talking about the wind farm. So I just wanted us to talk through it, because when the hearing has been going on for 12 hours and we're trying, and we talk through this in the front end, so we know exactly what we're going to do.
Well, I think that it's unrealistic to set a time like we did the last time, because we really have no way of knowing how much public input there's going to be. So I think it's best to, I mean, whether you cite them at the same time or consolidate them, it's virtually the same from the public standpoint. They come at 9, and they find out then what the plan is. So I don't have a strong feeling about which way it is from that standpoint, from the notice, but I think in reality we'll get there, and we'll assess the audience and the public, and the talk with the company and the various attorneys and decide what makes most sense, do the power line first or the wind farm first, based on how much members of the public are there. I'm assuming it'll be the wind farm because most of the people will be interested in that, and we could give the best estimate for when the transmission line hearing will start, if there are people there just for that, and if there are, based on how many people from the public show up for the wind farm, we'd have a better idea that day to estimate. Because we tried our best to be respectful of the power line people in this last hearing, and it ended up being, 6 hours later that we started that hearing from what was scheduled. So I think it's better to get there and decide after we see who's showed up.
I don't disagree.
It is such an unpredictable thing, and it seems like no matter what we do, there's easy ways to second guess it. But if, of course, Dickinson, it worked out the other way, that the first hearing went longer than expected. But when we advertised them separately that way, had the first hearing ended at 2 in the afternoon, there just wouldn't have been much we could have done. We needed to wait until the time it was supposed to start. And so at least I'm willing to try one here and consolidate them so that at least if it turns out that it's not controversial and not a lot of public there, that we can move right from one into the other, because I think you're right. The people that are coming for the second one are going to get there in time for the first one, too.
And this is where Brian or Randy, that Alana and Pat might need to jump in, is that I think the word consolidate brings some staff concerns that gets inter-jarbled testimony back and forth with companies presenting their case, that if the goal is to have the flexibility, I would think that what we should do is we should notice them both at 9 o'clock, and then to Julie's point about then decide then what we're going to do. We'll do the wind hearing first, and then we can set parameters. But I think the consolidate portion, I think, brings some concerns to the staff.
Okay.
But Pat, please jump in there, because you brought it up to me over lunch.
Sure. My only concern was that the record be so that you could identify when they were talking about transmission line versus identify when they were talking about the wind farm. That's my concern, so that staff would have an easier time of reviewing the record and preparing the orders, because the orders would be separate. And so, and I had a little bit of misunderstanding about the word consolidated. I thought consolidated meant you testify about both things at the same time. But consolidated, I understand now, I have better understanding now, is that it just means that you're having the hearings at the same on the same day. And based on what I heard Commissioner Fedorchuk say, it seems like the consolidated option is more flexible for the commission.
Definitely, it is more flexible. You couldn't decide which one to take first if you used the other notes.
Yep. The only thing I would request is that the records somehow be kept clearly separate.
Yeah. Well, we'd have one hearing and another, we'd have the testimony at separate times, so there would be two separate records.
The consolidated version allows you or the ALJ to organize that hearing any way you want.
Yeah.
And including that, take this one first because it's only going to last a half an hour or whatever.
Right.
But you don't have to testify about both things at the same time. You can say it's going to be this topic and then the
sure.
next.
So. All right. Well, that makes sense.
We can talk to the ALJ about those concerns to be sure that happens. But the other one requires that you have that wind farm first and then start the other case. Mm. That's the difference.
Well, one of the things I've heard, Randy, to put you in the spot, I've really heard your frustration that the companies go on and on and on, and you'd like to pick a time for public testimony. So maybe that's something we could do right in the front end, is to say we'll do this till X amount of time, so we set the parameters early. And I just throw that out there because there's been a lot of frustration, I think, I've heard.
Yeah, well, since Brady won, I've thought more. And in the past, and I've often tried to take the lead on explaining this to people that we intentionally have them wait so that they can hear what the case is really about, and so they need to hold their testimony till it's done. It almost seems like sometimes these companies just drag things out longer than necessary. But my suggestion, and I have considered bringing forth, is perhaps, you know, the initial witness they always have is someone that's kind of a generalist that explains the project as a whole and, you know, not getting into the details of a cultural resource study or what they have found with eagles or something like that. If after that original witness was done, if we could take some public testimony and then come back to the details of the real scientists, I think that would be a potential fix too, but I don't know if there's flaws with that idea.
That would be an option, and it might be worth considering, although I do think that there's value in having the people who are most interested and in many cases opposed to a project hearing all of the information that's included in the record or in the application, hearing all that covered, to go to the point of what you usually say in your comments is that, you know, we want you to base your opinion on the facts.
Yeah.
And sometimes what that takes a long time, but
one of the things I worry about, the way it seems like these are evolving, I don't know if we're going to get to a point where the companies realize that the best way to negate public testimony is to just talk long enough. After 12 or 15 hours, they'll go home.
I don't know what would give them that impression, because we made it pretty clear to them that we're staying until everyone has said their piece. And we've got more than one hearing to prove that. We've never really cut anybody off. So the only thing they gain by dragging things out, if that's what they're doing, is making their day longer and, you know, missing flights or risking the possibility of missing flights and all that. And I guess I see it a little bit differently. I think a lot of the delay that occurs with the company, this last case was the interveners asking a lot of questions. And in some cases, it's us. Some cases, it's me.
Yep, I think we all do.
So I don't know that I've ever felt like the company went on and on and on with their witness, especially on the front end, when they have full control over the floor.
Well, I think that I've picked up this consolidated motion gives us the most flexibility, and perhaps it's something that we've need to three of us kind of have a understanding, or with the chair, let you take the lead on how you want to organize it with the ALJ, just so we to set the stage early in these hearings to talk about this. And what I picked up with this discussion over lunch is the consolidated gives us the most flexibility. And Pat, you said as long as we organize A then B, you're okay with the way the record would be laid out.
As long as you can go to the record and pick out the wind farm testimony and evidence and facts separate from the transmission line when facts and testimony.
So unless Randy or Julie, you'd have any other thoughts, I'm prepared to do the motion on the consolidated option.
It sounds good.
I think that's the way to go, but also I just want to say, I think when we do a press release on this one or future ones when we consolidate them, that, you know, maybe that's another sentence that needs to be added, that, you know, what, there's going to be one case and then the other, that the same day, and but they need to be heard separately because they're two cases.
Okay. All right, we'll try item BK3 for the third time. Would be a charm, perhaps. believing that there will be no prejudice to the rights of the parties or the public interest, and finding the cases involve similar questions of law or fact, I move the Commission consolidate for hearing on a North Dakota Administration Code Section 6902.0404, Oliver Wind 3, LLC, Oliver Wind 3, Wind Energy Center, Oliver and Morton Counties, citing application case number PU16123, and Oliver Wind 3, LLC, 230 KV transmission line, Oliver and Morton Counties, citing application case number PU16122. I further move the Commission deem the applications complete, conditioned on receipt at least 30 days prior to the hearing of 1. Final turbine locations with detail on residence location and participating and non-participating landowners, item 2, cultural studies, and item 3, natural resource studies, and issue a notice of filing and consolidated hearing in Oliver Wind 3, LLC, Oliver Wind 3, Wind Energy Center, Oliver and Morton County, citing applications case number PU16123 and Oliver Wind 3, LLC, 230 KV transmission line, Oliver and Morton County siting application, case number PU16122.
Second.
Thank you. And well, colleagues, and basically we've talked quite a bit about this in the record today, but for the purpose of this, we are setting the public hearing of consolidating both cases for June 1st, 2016, to start at 9 a.m. Central Time in the Mandan City Hall, 205 2nd Avenue Northwest, Mandan, North Dakota 58554, dealing with the proposed wind farm of up to 48 turbines of 100 megawatts of wind energy generation and approximately 9.5 miles of 230 kV electric transmission lines.
Here we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. I think that concludes the work on this issue and on our agenda today. So we're adjourned. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I authorize Charlene or Esther to sign for me.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Have a good day.